ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 पवित्रनाय
पवित्रनाय
परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृत धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि इति सो द रूटीन नोआर ऑफ कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हाउ एंड व्हेन ही अपीयर्स Because Krishna is the proprietor of all planets. Bhoktaram jantatapasam sarvalokamahesharam. Sarvaloka, loka means planets, all universes. There are innumerable universes, unlimited number. And those universes are coming out within the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Jasyaika nishasita kalam akhavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Jagadanna means universe. Jagadanna natha, plural number. There are innumerable universes. And on each universe, there is a predominating deity who is called Lord Brahma. Similarly, in each and every universe, there are innumerable planets. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesa vasudhadi jivuti vinnam. In each universe, there are innumerable planets, and each planet he is of different atmosphere. The atmosphere of one planet is not equal to the other. This is God's creation. He can't see no situ level. All these innumerable universes, they are sustained by one plenary portion of Krishna. Krishna, in his Vibhuti Yoga, he has explained to Arjuna, Atma bahunaitena kingyatena tavajna vistrabhya aham idam krishnam ekanshina sthitu yoga. So Krishna is saying, within this universe, annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Not only within the universes, but within the atoms. Paramanuchayantarastham. In this way, Krishna is ruling over the material creation. Ekappasuratayatam jagadanna koti. There are many places in Vedic literature wherein we understand there are innumerable universes. We cannot take account of one universe. And Krishna has to take account of all these universes, how things are going on. This material world is ekansha, out of Krishna's whole creation. This is one fourth manifestation of his creative energy. Ekansha. The three-fourth of the creative energy is in the spiritual world. So, this material world means the living entities are given chance. They have come here to enjoy. Krishna bhuya jivi bhogavancha kare pasate maya tare japoti as thore. When living entity is eternal servant of Krishna, when he, instead of becoming servant of Krishna, wants to imitate Krishna to enjoy, because the enjoyer is Krishna, bhokta. Bhoktams, jagatapasam, sarvalokamasa. But when we try to imitate Krishna, just like here also we can see practically, everyone is trying to become as big or small Ishvara, Krishna. Ishvara is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna. But here the struggle is that everyone is trying to become Ishvara. Nobody wants to become servant. Although he is servant of Maya, he cannot be Ishvara constitutionally, any one of us. This is called illusion. Actually we are servant, but we are trying to become Ishvara. This is called Maya. So, this position of the living entity is called dharmasya glani. Discrepancy of the constitutional position. Actually, I am servant, but I am trying to become master. This is called dharmasya glani. So, when the world is full, of course there are devotees who are trying to become servant. They are trying, the devotional service means, Krishna consciousness means to train people how to become servant of God. That is all. Because everyone is under the impression that I am God, I am master, I am proprietor. This illusion. Dissipate this illusion and to put him into the right position that you are not master, you are not enjoyer, He was simply eternal servant of Krishna. If you remain in that position, then you are happy. If you artificially try to become Krishna, that is your unhappiness. Artificial things will never give us any pleasure. Prakriti and Purush. Krishna is the Purush. Purusha. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram parvam bhama. Purusham adyam shatsatam. He is Purusha. We are Prakriti. Apara Prakriti. Para Prakriti. This matter, bhumi rapanala vayu, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego, they are all material. That is this sky. And aparayam, these are inferior material nature. And there is another superior nature. That is also this sky. Or energy. Aparayam itastu divyame prakriti para. Jiva bhuta mahava. We living entities, we are Prakriti. We are not Purusha. But we are trying to become Purusha. Suppose a woman artificially wants to become man, that is very troublesome. Similarly, actually our position is Prakriti. Prakriti means enjoyed. One who is enjoyed. And Purusha means one who is enjoyer. So, our position is to be enjoyed, but we are trying to become enjoyer. Our position is to be predominated, but we are trying to become predominator. That is called dharma sagnani, bhavati bharat. But there are certain persons who are above this mistake, illusory energy. Who are those? The devotees. The devotees who are called sadhu. Sadhu, there is a word. Sadhu. Sadhu means honest, good behavior. They are called sadhu. There is description of sadhu. Sadhava, sadhu bhushana. What are they? Sadhu. Titiksava, karunika, surila, sadhu bhutana. Ajata Satrava Santas Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. This is the description of sadhu. Sadhu does not mean for livelihood, change the color of the garment or having big ear and become sadhu. No. Sadhu means devotee. Sadhu means first class devotee. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhu reva samantabha. Sammad varasita visa. Who is that man? Apite sudurachara bhajate imam anannava. Sadhu reva samantabha. One who is fully engaged, bhajate imam anannava, he has no other engagement. Not partial. Some percentage for this purpose, some percentage for that purpose. No. Samma, wholeheartedly, 24 hours, engaged in the service of the Lord, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. Apite sudurachara. Even if you find some fault in him, because sadhu is sadhu bhushana, you cannot find fault in him. Cannot find fault. But even though if you find some fault, but if you find that he is strictly is engaged in the service of the Lord, Krishna said, he is sadhu. So here he said, paritranaya sadhuna. What is verse number? Yes. That's right. Paritrana sadhana. As sadhu is always engaged, dedicated to the service of the Lord. He has no other business. That is karma. So, Krishna also is always anxious to give them protection. Just like a child is adherent to the parents, he does not know anything else except his father and mother. Similarly, the parents are also very much anxious to give protection to the child. This is reciprocal. If you depend on Krishna fully and simply engage yourself in his service, then you are sadhu. And Krishna is always very much anxious to give you protection. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pratacchati. This is natural. You can say, why Krishna is so partial to the sadhus? No. He gives protection to everyone. Without his protection, nobody can live. That's a fact. But he gives special protection to the sadhu, to the devotee. That is natural. Samoham sarva-bhuteshu name desasti na priya. Krishna says, I am equal to everyone. Unless he is equal to everyone, how he can be the Supreme Lord? He is equal. Getu bhajanti maam prithya teshu te mahi. But one who is engaged in love and affection in my service, I am especially attentive to him. That is not partiality. That is his special prerogative. The example is that the sun is equally distributed in sunshine. Anyone can take advantage of it. But if somebody does not take advantage of it, if he closes his door and windows, if he wants to remain in darkness, then what sun can do? Similarly, Krishna appears for everyone. Krishna says, sarva-dhammān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. You take shelter unto me, but we shall not do that. Instead of Krishna, we shall find out so many imitation Krishna and take shelter of them. This is our fault. This is not Krishna's partiality. Krishna is open to everyone. But we shall go to some rascal who falsely declare himself an incarnation of God, incarnation of Krishna, and I go there. And show some magic. He does not want to see the magic of Krishna. He wants to see some false magic of his imitation Krishna. That is the fault. Why should we go to anyone else when Krishna is there? When Krishna's instruction is there in the shape of Bhagavad Gita, why shall I read any nonsense book? That is my fault. Can anyone give better instruction than Krishna for solving all the problems of the world? No, that is not possible. But still, we shall find out some imitation Krishna. This is our illness. Misfortune. Therefore, they are called duskritino. The word is used here. Puritrana sadunam vinasaya duskita. Duskita means miscreants. Kriti means, this is explained in the 7th chapter more elaborately. Namana prabhadate. Duskitina, naradhama. Samān pravadante mūha, duskitina, naradhama. Another place, this is the word duskriti, is used. Duskriti means, kriti means meritorious. One who has got merit, nice merit. But it is employed for sinful activities. They are called duskriti. And one who uses his merit for pious activities. He is called Sukriti. Chaturvidha bhajante mam Sukriti na Arjuna. Those are Sukriti na, pious. They can be engaged in devotional service. Chatur bhajante, this word bhajan is used. Bhajan is meant for the Sukriti na, those who are pious, not the impious. Bhajan is not possible for the impious, because Krishna says, Navana Duskitina Mulha Pravadanti Nara. They cannot get to us. Maya Aparita Jnana. They force themselves as very much as thorns. But actually Maya has taken away their knowledge. They cannot understand Krishna. They will accept something imitation. So, Krishna's purpose of appearing is mentioned here. Paritrana sadhuna vinashaya duskita. Vinashaya means for annihilating, for killing. So Krishna's killing is also good for the person who is killed by Krishna. And another killing is to dissipate his ignorance. This is us. One is in ignorance. He does not know what is the value of life. Therefore, Krishna wants to kill his ignorance and give him real knowledge. That is also vinasa. Vinasa, killing his ignorance. So the Bhagavad Gita is going on for two varieties of business. One business is to give relief to the sadhu, to the devotee. And another business is to kill ignorance or kill personally the duskriti. Those are non-devotees. For them, killing business. But the killing is also good for them. Because Krishna is absolute. Either Krishna loves somebody or kills somebody, the result is the same. That is called absolute. Just like father or mother loves some child and chastises the other, the result is the same. Affection. There is no jealousy. Suppose one child is diseased, another child is healthy. The healthy child is being supplied with nice foodstuff. And the diseased child, mother says, oh no, you cannot eat. You go out, eat it out from here. That is not that mother is unkind to the child. She is all kind. So Krishna's killing and Krishna's supporting is the same. There is affection. He therefore comes here. Yadajada is almasaklani bhavati bharat. Here we have come falsely to become enjoyed. Falsely. Suppose I am American or Indian. I am enjoying my life very nicely. I have got everything complete. But it is no guarantee that next life you shall become American and you will be situated in the same position. Therefore my enjoyment, so-called enjoyment, is false enjoyment, temporary. It will not stay, because I will have to change body. I will have to change body, there is no guarantee. This is the law of nature. Dukkhalam athasvatam. It is the place for miseries, and that is also temporary. If you want to make some compromise, never mind. It is a place of miseries. I will stay here comfortably as much as possible. But Krishna says, athasatam. Even if you make some compromise arrangement, you cannot stay here. You will be kicked out. As soon as you think, now I have a very nice building, very nice wife and children, everything is properly settled. Now I am happy. Next day, get out. Finish. This is the law. So foolish people, they think that now I am settled. What is your settlement? First of all, make it a settlement that he shall be allowed to stay here. If there is no such guarantee, then what is the settlement? Next life you may become a cat, a dog, according to your mentality. But these foolish people, they do not know it. They think that this is all right. This is not all right. The sadhu, they can understand that this life is preparation for next life. So that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrita devan kitni janti kitni vrita bhutani janti bhutejya madhyajino pi janti ma. If you prepare yourself as the karmis do to be elevated to the higher planetary system, sarva loka, jana loka, maha loka, tapo loka, brahma loka, that is very good. But Krishna says, abrahma bhuvana lokana punaravatti na. Even if you go to the brahma loka, there is no guarantee you have to come back here. Kine punne puno matta lokam visanti. These are the statements of Bhagavad Gita. We should study Bhagavad Gita very nicely. You can understand. But madhyadino ki janti maam. If you prepare your life to become a perfect, pure devotee of Krishna, then you go to Krishna. What is the difference between going to the Brahma Loka and Krishna Loka? If you go to Krishna Loka, jagadatyana nivartante sadhama paramamma, then you will have got to return again to accept other than material body. You go to Krishna means you go with your spiritual body, non-material body. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti kaunti. So we should cultivate knowledge in that way, that I am prepared for the next life. So somebody is preparing for the next life to go to the heavenly planet, and somebody is going to the Pitri Lokas, somebody wants to remain within this world as human beings or even animals, because if we contact with the modes of ignorance, then adhogacchanti kamasa. These are the rules of prakriti. Prakriti kramarani gunai karmani sarvas. Gunai karmani. As you are associating with the particular type of the modes of material nature, you are preparing your next life. But these foolish persons, they do not know what is next life, whether there is birth, ignorance, mulha. They have been described as mulha. They do not know their duty. They are thinking that this life is all in all and there is no next life, because they cannot think of duskritina. If for them there is next life, then they have to stop their nefarious activities. But they do not like. They think, no, there is no next life. Let us do whatever you like. Enjoy. But nature will not give you. Nature, just like if you think that I am associating with some infectious disease, it will not affect me. No, you may think so, but it will affect me. That's a fact. Similarly, we may foolishly think that we are doing our nonsense things. Jagannabhunavittishtha adhokarchandi tamasa. In tamasic group, in ignorance, we are doing so many nasty things. We may think that this will not affect, but no, it will affect. The same example, if you infect some disease, you will have to suffer. It is nature's law. You cannot avoid it. Similarly, urdham gacchanti sattasva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanna gunavrittishta adho gacchanti tamasa. Adho gacchanti tamasa. Then otherwise how we can explain so many abominable forms of life? Even after the worm in the stool. This is also a life. And Brahma is also a life. Why the differences? According to karma. Karma nādeva. Infection. As you infect, as you associate. Kāraṇam guṇasaṅgaḥ. These are all explained. Why one is this stool worm and one, why one is not Brahma? The kāraṇam guṇasaṅgaḥ. As we are associating with the laws of material nature, we are infecting and we are getting the next point. So this is our position. We are spirit so pure, as Krishna is pure. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also pure. That is qualitative equality, not quantitative. Krishna is the great, we are the small. Anoraniyana mahatomaniya. He is mahatomaniya, we are anoraniya. We are ono, atomic. Atomic sparks of Krishna. So actually we are pure. But as we associate with the qualities of material nature, we become impure. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the impure living entities. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nibbhava. If you become purified, Cheta Darpana, where the purificatory process begins, from the heart, Cheta Darpana, Chitta, desires. We have got so many desires, and Krishna is so kind. He fulfills your desire, my desire. Whatever you like, you can do. But you'll never be happy in that way. Therefore Krishna says, give up all this nonsense desire. Simply surrender unto me. That is your only business. So, that is, as we have discussed in the last verse, put it here, jadadadahi dharma sakrani bhavati, tatatmanam sijamaham, Granit Bhavati Bhavati. Granit. We should not desire anything except serving Krishna. That is our fulfillment of life. Sarvapadhi vinin mukta. Or annavilasita sunnam. We should not desire anything except we simply desire how to serve Krishna, how to remain a pure devotee of Krishna. Then our life is such. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanapritam. Even we should not speculate so-called knowledge. Now what kind of knowledge we can get? We are deficient, imperfect in so many ways. So what is the use of speculating our knowledge? Therefore jnana and karma, fruitive activity. Let me work hard and get the result and enjoy. This is called karma. And jnana means speculative knowledge. So, Rupa Goswami says, annavilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabhritam. Anupullena krishna anusinanam. Simply cultivating Krishna consciousness favorably, not unfavorably. Krishna consciousness, just like demons, like conscious. He was also Krishna conscious. So what was his purpose? He was conscious. He was making plan how to kill Krishna. That's all. That is not anukul. Anukulle. We should be Krishna conscious favorably. What Krishna wants and how can I serve him? And that is anukul. And Krishna once says, I will not do this. Rather I shall kill Krishna. I shall read Bhagavad Gita to kill Krishna. There is no Krishna. There is no Krishna, there is no battle of field of Kurukshetra. It is imaginary. That means the Kamsa program. for killing Krishna. So, we should not adopt that. That is pratikul Krishna consciousness. Reading Krishna's books, but trying to kill Krishna. So this is going on. Not to Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyaji mang namaskaru. And a learned scholar, commentator, is saying, it is not to Krishna, not to the person Krishna. This is going on. This kind of consciousness will not help us. Anukulena Krishnanusilam. Therefore, Krishna comes down. Dada-dada-hi dhanmasthagrani bhavati bhār. Tadātmānam sujāma. Paritrāna sādhu. Sādhu, they are very much neglected. They are criticized. You are service mentality. You are after Krishna, you have given up all material enjoyment. So they tolerate. Those who are devotees, they tolerate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us this. What is that for? Vinadubhi sunitena tarorabhi sahis. You have to learn toleration, just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was tolerating. His father became enemy. What is the fault of this little boy, 5 years? Because he was Krishna conscious. His father became enemy. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is rather difficult. If you become Krishna conscious, it is just like we are experiencing in this land. So many obstacles. Now the latest difficulty is that they are not sanctioning our planet. No temples. So we have to tolerate. What can be done? There are so many temples, but we are faulty. Because we are Krishna conscious, our temple is not sanctioned. So this is going on. This is not new thing. It is very old thing. As soon as, because Maya is very strong, Maya sees that this person is now Krishna conscious. He will go out of my classes. Because Krishna says, Mamimura Prabhupada Mayamitana Taranti. Well, Maya puts obstacles so that he may not go away. But if you stick to your principle, catch Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, then he will say, Krishna says, Om Tiya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranasati. So, this is our duty. Despite all difficulties, we cannot give up Krishna consciousness. We must go on. So, this teaching for the non-devotees, and to punish them, to chastise them, Krishna appears. You have seen Krishna's life. You read in our Krishna book, up to 9th chapter. There was simply killing. No, after 10th chapter, when he was in Dwarka, his business was only killing. So many demons, so many Adhistasu, Adhasu, Bhagasu, Putanasu, and Jarasandha, Dantabhakra. So this is Vinashaya Sudhuskita. This is one side. And another side is Pritrana Sadhuna. Those sadhus, actually Krishna appears for the sadhus, not for the duskitas. To kill the duskita, there are many agents. One little earthquake can kill millions of duskitas in a second. So Krishna does not require to come to kill the duskitas. But he comes to favor sadhu. The sadhus, they are very much persecuted. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he was a sadhu. He was being persecuted by his father. So, Lord Nisingadev appeared, not for killing the Hiranyakashipu, but to come and show Prahlad Maharaj, don't be afraid, I am here. Don't be afraid. I will give you protection. So actually Krishna comes for this purpose, Paritranaya Sadhana. sadhus are there very much answer. They do not command, Krishna, please come and send me. No. They will never say that. They know that Krishna is giving so many. Why should I give him trouble? Let me suffer. That's all. But Krishna comes. Yes, I have done here. I said, this is Krishna's business. Paritrana or sadhana. And by side, killing the Duskitana. And dharma samasthapana artha. People are giving to so many rascals dharmas, cheating dharma. Dharma prodhita koita vatra. Krishna says these are all cheating dharma. Real dharma is surrender to me. Sarva dharma an paritajya. Mame kam saranam. This is dharma. So paritrana sadhuna vinasaya chatuskita dharma samasthapanaya sambhavami jigeje. This is the cause of Krishna's appearance. Thank you very much.